We're being joined by Teresa Borak.
And Teresa is a nurse at Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. We brought her in because at last count, I saw 578 flu cases across the state. Is that still about right?
Week 52 said, I'm not sure about the exact numbers, but it went up from about 27% positive test to 29.6% positive. So it's gone up about 2%. In the cases they've tested have been positive.
Yeah. So what's going on? I mean, you know, we had the big push to get flu shots, and apparently the triple vaccine mm-hmm. is pretty much on target.
Mm-hmm.
How come all of a sudden everybody's sick?
Well, I don't have the magic answer for that
oh,
one.
You don't. Okay.
But it's we're definitely seeing it in Cook County also.
We are.
And I just want to run through a few points. This is the respiratory flu.
Right.
So it's not the abdominal flu. It's an often a confused label. You're not throwing up, usually. And the symptoms come on very suddenly. That's a pretty typical way to differentiate between that and a cold. You could have a fever, a cough, a sore throat, body aches. Sometimes people describe it as, I feel like I've been hit by a truck.
Yeah, I heard that. Yeah,
that's a pretty common statement that we hear. Sore throat, headache, fatigue, and sometimes a runny nose or a stuffy head, but not like you would if you had a full-blown cold. They seem to be a little bit differentiated that way. We are seeing another virus in the community that acts somewhat like this, but it's more of a really bad head cold with a lot of those other symptoms, but that most of the people are testing negative.
I heard about that. Yeah, it's just like everything's out to get us.
It's that time of year. And even the state people don't have an explanation as to why this is an early year, and it's presenting somewhat to be a pretty serious year of the flu.
Yeah, because it is starting early, and that doesn't necessarily mean it's going to last longer.
No, you know, and they don't have the answer to that either. Experts.
So I did have read a report yesterday that Essentia Health in Duluth reporting a recent spike in flu cases there, which would seem to be what you're saying here.
Mm-hmm.
And they had 7 patients currently being hospitalized with confirmed cases of influenza and another dozen hospitalized patients who were waiting for test results. So this is happening fairly rapidly, and which seems to be what happens.
Yeah.
You get it real fast.
Yeah.
So it's not the wrong combination or anything like that.
No, most of the positive tests are coming out with type A, which is in the vaccine. They're seeing twice as many type A's approximately than they are type B's, and that's also in the in the vaccine. So we still have plenty of vaccine at the clinic.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it's not too late.
It's not too late. It's about 60% effective. So that's the recent data out there.
So that would account for the number of cases
it could.
That we have, right?
It could. The reason we pay so much attention to flu is that there are, people can have serious complications. One would be pneumonia, bronchitis, ear infections, people with chronic diseases such as asthma, diabetes, heart disease. The elderly population, the very young population, and pregnant women often are more susceptible to having serious side effects of the flu.
I've been hearing, as we have in the past, I know last year we heard a lot about Tamiflu.
Mm-hmm.
What's the scoop on that?
Well, it is still available. It's an antiviral medication. The caveat with that is that it needs to be started 48 hours after the symptoms, 48 to 72 hours after the symptoms, onset of the symptoms. You know, and sometimes people, you know,
I'll be okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
No,
we train, we've trained people to, you know, try really hard to let your immune system work its way through the virus that you've been presented with. So it does have its limitations in that way. And it's not 100% like you get it within 48 hours and you're going to be instantly cured.
No. Do I get a prescription for this stuff? I can't buy it over the counter.
Correct. It's a prescription-only medication.
Okay. So I'm going to have to go to the doctor and admit that I'm sick. and do that within 48 hours.
Well, you know, this is the way I would try to categorize it. If you are one of those people that does have a chronic disease, or if you're elderly or very young or a pregnant woman, and you do feel like you've coming down with those symptoms, I would call the clinic and let us help kind of help you triage through whether we think if you would be a candidate for the Tamiflu.
How long does it usually does a flu attack last?
Well, it varies. I worked last Saturday at the clinic, and there was a lot of people that had been at least been sick for 7 to 10 days that were coming in because they had those symptoms, like they were coughing so bad they couldn't sleep at night. And
are you contagious?
You are contagious early on in those first few days, probably within the first 3 days. The hard part is that, you know, you're also contagious before you come down with those symptoms.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh. I could be contagious today, and tomorrow I come down with the flu, and then I've exposed other people. You know, if you feel sick, you should try to stay home, you know, if at all possible, because then you're less likely to spread it around to your fellow workers. Rest, for
rest.
Sure. Rest and drink lots of fluids and soups and broths, and just try to keep pumping as much liquid into you as you can. Yeah. It's a big year for flu.
Thank you, Teresa Borax, a nurse at the Sawtooth Mountain Clinic. And she stopped in to give us all the latest on the flu. Okay, Teresa, thank you so
thank
much.
Thank you.